What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's. Online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a paranormal team was conducting a routine EVP session inside a haunted Florida theater when a psychic blurted out a message nobody expected. The response was so oddly specific that the theater staff instantly knew exactly who or what they were dealing with.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to hear or share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and be sure to press subscribe wherever you are listening or watching the program today. Hi, everyone. Todd. Carol Hello. Hughes back.
Hey. Yep.
And
thank you very much for that rousing round of applause, you guys. It was heartfelt and I appreciate it.
Well, this is your opportunity now where you had some major surgery where you can come back now and say and start like some sort of money making venture. You can say you were so close to death, and now you get messages from the other side.
Oh, I never even thought.
You know, so we have a lot of stories where somebody gets like surgery or something, and then they're like, and then I came back, and now I can communicate with German shepherds, you know, something like that. So you can, it's up to you what you want to do with it.
I mean, and it doesn't even really have to happen.
The point is it's not real, but the point is you have a short window to make the claim the claim and be believed.
Because
that's my point. So if you're going to do it, you got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't thought about it yet. But it could be a nice ability, you know, like I could be like a psychic medium or something.
Yeah.
I mean, if y'all want to ask me a question and see if it works.
Yeah. I think something like that, that would be a good lane, but like maybe,
do you have any questions that you want answered? I'm seeing someone around you right now.
Yeah. Tell me who's around me right now, Carol.
It's your mother.
Really?
She's judging you.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Who's
She's
around
never
me, Carol?
Stopped. I'm focusing in on that right now, Tony. Oh my gosh. It's your old Uncle Leroy. He's here. He's come through. And he's like, "Hey, Tony, so excited about you getting married." Isn't that crazy that he knows you're getting married?
You could sell this shit, Carol.
Thanks.
Little more practice, you know.
Yeah, and maybe like a little bit of an accent, you know, a little Jamaican accent or something.
View like this as like day one of the Christmas program preparations. This
well,
is
I
the,
need
the
to
first
be
practice.
Miss Carol.
Miss Carol.
Miss Carol.
I need a character.
Yep. Maybe and wearing maybe an eye patch or something like that. This would make you very unique.
I'll just take and darken out one. I'll just get a Sharpie and just
a peg pinky. Where you don't have a real pinky, but it's a peg. It's a peg
well,
pinky.
Well, I do have a walker right here.
There you go.
There we go. Yeah.
So if I've got that. Mm-hmm.
You could have a huge Ouija board and then you could use the walker as the planchette.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Once I can stand comfortably. Right.
You get on. Here's
it takes you two years to spell out one word because you're moving really slow.
I was like, oh my God, this is so much work. Can we just do this with a cane?
Here's how we do this. We rig up a chair and we put a Roomba underneath it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And you sit on the chair.
Already has a bad hip.
And then I'll control the Roomba with my phone. And I'll move you around the planchette carpet that you put down at all of the fourth grade graduations that you perform at. You know, as the entertainment, it'll
as
be great.
The amazing Miss Carol.
The amazing Miss Carol is here. Yep.
Yeah.
And she can communicate with the dead. Like little Timmy comes up. What happened to my gerbil? And then you can.
I'll be like, girl, you do not want to know.
Yeah.
You
your
really
mom,
want
mom forgot to
start
feed him.
Spelling out gear.
You
want to
have a conversation with your mom about that one.
Gear.
Oh, what does that dear. Mean?
Well, maybe when you get a little bit bigger, you can Google it.
855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online if you want to share your real ghost stories with us. Do we have a phone call?
Yeah,
from Miss Carol.
From the Mabel.
From Miss Carol.
The
amazing Miss Carol.
Miss Carol.
This is Bear Elliott, and I have a story for you. A little backstory about myself. I have been a paranormal investigator now. Wow. For 20 plus years, I've been investigating all kinds of stuff. And when any of my groups have gone in, we've always gone in with a very scientific look at the paranormal. And we look at EVPs. We look at the carbon monoxide ratings. We look at the electromagnetic fields inside the home. We also look at the individuals themselves as well to see if there's anything that could possibly be leading up to this. We've had cases in the past where the child was going through a divorce, and this is a way for the child to get attention from the parents for imaginary friend goes a little crazy. Well, we go through this and we eliminate all of the science from it. And whatever's left over, we're left scratching our heads going, huh, that's kind of weird. So that's where I come from in a look at the paranormal. I had a story for you guys that I think you'd get a kick out of. It just shows that, you know, once you've passed on to the afterlife, if you decide to hang around here on Earth, or if you decide to go to the great beyond, you still retain a sense of self and a sense of humor. And we were investigating a theater down in Florida. I spent many years living in Florida, and we were invited in by a local playhouse that had three different stages. And we went through all of the different stages and looked at the different areas. There was one area in particular called the silo. Now, the silo had riggings for where they would move the lights up to the higher area so they could beam them down onto the stage. Well, this place called the silo we were in there doing an EVP session. Now, with an EVP session, I'm sure that you're familiar with, it's electric voice phenomenon. And we would ask the entity, if we employ psychics on the team that would be able to communicate with them. And one of our psychics said that they had made contact with an entity and they were in the silo area. So we set up the EVP session and we would ask the question, leaving enough time for the entity to respond, and then go back and review that recording. So we're going through the EVP session and the psychic is there and making contact with the entity that was in the room or in the silo area. I wouldn't say it was really a room. It was just a circular area with ladders. And the question was asked, what is it that you can do now that you've passed over to the non-living that you cannot do when you were alive? And there was a silence, and there was probably in that area about, I'd say about 6-7 people in there. And silence after the question, and the psychic goes, bathroom. He says he can go into the women's bathroom. And the two ladies that had invited our group into the theater to investigate, they gasped. And it was like, and so we're like, oh, obviously we've hit upon something. So we went through the investigation, and afterwards we're doing the debriefing. That's where we actually sit down with the people that have invited us into the home or into the building to see what exactly has been going on and whether any of our findings support what has been going on. So we get to this EVP session, and it was brought up, okay, this was the question that was asked. What could this entity do now that he could not do when he was alive? And the psychic said, I heard the word bathroom, and that he could go into the women's bathroom. And the girls proceeded to tell us that the women's bathroom in this particular theater was haunted, and they would often see a man standing in the peripheral vision, and when they turned their head, he'd be gone. Or if they were in the stall, the bathroom door would actually shake. The stall door would shake. And it was often cold in there, or they would walk in and there would be absolutely nobody in the bathroom at that time. And the stalls would actually be locked and someone would have to crawl under on the bathroom floor into the stall to be able to unlatch it. And we're like, wow, that's amazing that the psychic got this. Well, there was even further proof that there was additional entity human interaction going on. When the EVP came back, you hear the question being asked about the bathroom, you hear a silence, and then in a very clear male voice, you hear, bathroom. A whisper of a man's voice saying, bathroom, blew the entire group away. It was incredible. It's the most legitimate proof that we've ever established with that group that there was an interaction between the living and the non-living world. So yeah, it's paranormal investigating. It's oftentimes for a lot of people, it's scary. I go into it with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of fun, and I find it very amazing. And yeah, there's been times where I've seen full body apparitions and I've had doors and things thrown at me and it's like, wow, this is kind of intense. So yeah, it's a lot of fun, and just want to thank you guys for your great podcast. I'm loving it. If you like my story, I'll definitely call back in and tell you all kinds. I spent 7 years working at Walt Disney World, so I have lots of Mickey hauntings that I can tell you about.
Cool.
That would be fun.
I would like to hear Mickey hauntings.
Yeah. That's I like it. It's always interesting to see what folks like that are able to pick up on.
Do you think that was a ghost with a sense of humor, or was it a ghost that's kind of a little bit of a pervert? Like, he's in the women's bathroom and he's kind of, that's pretty scary. If you're a woman and a man walks in the bathroom, it's like, because it's happened before at a bar where the guy was just drunk.
Yeah.
And it's like this immediate, what are you doing in here?
Sure, sure.
And he's in there like taunting them and stuff. That's kind of cruel.
it's creepy, right?
Yeah, right?
By our terms today. I investigated Nelson's Hall, which is the longest running tavern in Wisconsin. It's on Washington Island, just off Door County. Mm-hmm. And the story there was that the owner kept his license to sell bitters during Prohibition because he had a medical license to do it. But there was also the story that he also hung out in the women's bathroom all the time because he felt like he was a ladies' man. And so women were always reporting feeling touched, hearing like a breath by their ear, all that kind of stuff. And we did investigate with a couple of ladies in the bathroom, and we got some stuff that came out over the spirit box, like good looking or you're hot kind of stuff. So creepy guys in life probably are creepy ghosts too.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Would he have said you're hot, but would have been fine dame? I'm trying to think of like, what would the term have been at
you're
that?
Fine
I,
dame.
I don't know what.
It would have been like the 20s, lovely, right? I don't know.
What's that?
Would be what, like the 20s, 30s, something like that.
Yeah. Right? I don't know what the word would have been. I have no idea.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised sometimes in history, words that I think are more modern than they're not. And it's like, oh God, they were using that back. And sometimes it gets like recycled through, you know, it's like generation, skip, skip, skip. Then it's back. And you think, oh, well, that's because we're all, you know, we think we've invented everything. And then it's like, oh shit, not at all on some words. Yeah, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but yeah.
I'm Googling it to see if I can find anything.
Good news, Chet Jameson, the bowling psychic, speaking of psychics, he wanted to tie in the next time we have a psychic story. So this is, support our advertisers.
Call Chet Jameson,
the bowling psychic.
He talks to the dead with a bowling ball and a strike.
Pins don't lie. They never do.
Call now. 1-800-BOW-DEAD.
Friends, are you lost? Confused? Has a loved one passed and you still need answers?
Stop guessing.
For one low price, you can talk to the only psychic who gets his messages straight from the dead through the sacred alignment of bowling pins.
Please welcome the one, the only, Chet Jameson, the bowling psychic.
Hello, everyone. I am Chet Jameson. I do not guess. I do not speculate. I bowl. The pins speak. The dead speak through the pins. It's very simple, and I am always right.
That's right. For just 3 easy payments of $29.99, you can call Chet live and get a personal reading. But don't take my word for it. Let's take a call right now.
Hi, Chet. This is Brenda from Ohio, my husband Dave, and I have been fighting for years, and I just don't know what to do anymore. My mother passed last year, and I was hoping you could ask her.
Brenda, stop talking. I'm setting up. Here we go.
And there it is.
The 7-10 split with the head pin leaning left. That is extremely clear. Your mother is very insistent.
What did she say?
She said Dave is holding you back. She also said the neighbor's German Shepherd, Lucy, is your true soulmate. You need to divorce Dave immediately and marry Lucy.
It's in the pins. Brenda, the pins do not lie. I am never wrong.
Marry the dog?
Yes, Brenda, Lucy, the German Shepherd. Your mother was very specific. The pin showed a perfect heart shape around the dog's paw print. If you stay with Dave, you will die unhappy and constipated.
Marry the dog, Brenda.
It's the only path. Next caller, please.
You heard it, folks. Straight from the pins. Chet Jameson is never wrong. Whether you want to contact your dead uncle, your dead boss, or figure out why your marriage feels like a coffin, Chet will bowl the answer while you listen live on the phone. I do not guess. I bowl the dead speak through physics, and I translate. It's science. That's right.
Call now at 1-800-BOW-DEAD.
First 50 callers get a free pin alignment chart, so you can see exactly how the dead are screaming at you. Don't spend another day married to the wrong person or the wrong species.
Let Chet and the pins tell you the truth.
Call Chet Jameson, the bowling psychic.
He talks to the dead
with the bowling the ball and a strike.
Pins don't lie, they never do.
Call now.
1-800-BOW-DEAD.
Operators are standing by.
Call
1-800-BOW-DEAD right now.
Because the pins have already decided.
And Chet is never
Oh, we heard that together for the same time, for the first
nice.
Time. Yeah,
I was ready for some more callers.
Oh my God. Mary the German Shepherd.
What the hell?
And she would have died constipated or something like that.
And and the wrong partner or the wrong species. That's what got me. It's like, what? The wrong species. Oh, that's special. My God. All right. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we have another call on this episode of the program. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Hi guys. I've been doing a lot of research ever since I had this incident happen to me, and I've kind of just been looking for, I don't know, I guess like-minded people. I mean, nobody that I've really talked to about it believes me, or maybe doesn't believe me, but thinks that, you know, let me just tell the story and I guess it'll make more sense. So about a year ago, I moved into an apartment with my boyfriend. We had lived together previously at his parents' house. We've been together for a long time, about 7 years. And we finally got our own place. So about 3 or 4 months ago, we had gotten into an argument. And he left and went over to his parents' house for the night. And they live very nearby. I mean, literally a block away from our apartment complex. So I was laying on the couch and I was watching a movie and kind of drifting off to sleep. I had been on the phone with my cousin and you know, I was pretty relaxed, not really worrying about anything or anything like that, and I started having this overwhelming feeling that someone was in my house, in the back of my house. And just to kind of give you a little layout of my apartment, it's a 2-bedroom, it's like a pretty open floor plan, and it's the hallway is very narrow, and it would be pretty easy for a person to be in one of those bedrooms and for me to never ever be aware of it. You know, normally my boyfriend would be home, so I wouldn't even think about it. And I kept thinking that I could hear the shuffling of feet on the carpet. And then I was like, that's ridiculous. I have a TV on. How could I hear it over that? So I turned the TV down and listened for a while, and there was nothing. So I just convinced myself that, you know, I was just reaching out. I wasn't, you know, wasn't really used to being there alone. And then it was fine. So a few more minutes passed, and I'm watching TV, and I let out a laugh. I was watching a funny TV show. And I heard a cough. It was late at night. The floor and the building that I live on is mostly families or older people. So it's not allowed. I mean, people aren't throwing parties. You don't hear people really shuffling around after 11 o'clock at night. So it startled me, and I just had this overwhelming sense of panic. I've never really felt anything like it. I was sweating. My heart was racing. And something just kept telling me, get the hell out of here. Get out. Leave, go. But I still, the more, I guess, rational side of me, the part that was trying to be rational, kept saying, you know what? There's nothing in here. Just relax. Well, then I heard a drawer slam. So I immediately grabbed my phone, ran outside the door, and I called my cousin that I had previously been on the phone with, and I told her what was going on. And she said, you know, why don't you call my boyfriend's name is Ben? She said, why don't you call Ben? And tell him to come look, or, you know, why don't you just relax or whatever. And she said, just walk back in, turn all the lights on, look around, it'll make you feel better. So I, you know, I felt a little calmer, felt like I was just being silly, and she was probably right. So I walked back in, and before I could even reach the main light in the hallway, I heard somebody say, I'm going to get her. And I took off. I didn't really know what to do. I took off running. I ran barefoot all the way to my boyfriend's parents' house. I banged on the door. I told him someone was in the house. We had to call the police, you know. And so we did. We called the police, and they met us back over there. They came upstairs. They looked around, and there was no one there. They, of course, were looking at me like I was just some dumb girl, you know, scared to be alone. But I had spent a lot of time alone. I'm an only child. You know what I mean? My parents both had jobs when I was a kid. I was always alone in my mom's house once I was old enough to be. And I never got scared there, ever. Not one time that I can remember. And if I did, it never prompted me to run out of the house screaming at midnight, barefoot, screaming for needing the police. So that's my story. I can't really say that I have much more than that to call back with, or, you know, like a lot of people that have these experiences often. But I guess I'm saying all that to say that either someone was there and they took off, or whatever wanted to get me was just something that I couldn't see to begin with. So thank you. And I really enjoy your show. And yeah, thanks.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on that?
Could that have been an actual, I mean, that might have been an actual intruder. She might have had someone actually in her house.
Yeah.
Which would be quite terrifying. I think I'd almost rather have a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what did I would it go say? With a ghost. Something like, we're going to get her, or I'm going to get her, or something mm-hmm. like that. Like, that's a really creepy thing to hear.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that could have, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, what's the story you'd want to tell yourself for the rest of your life?
Right.
It was a ghost.
Yeah.
But then, like, she leaves and calls her friend, and then her friend's like, I think, because she was like, can he come over and look at my house? And she's like, I'll go back on in.
Yeah.
You know, if my friend called me late at night saying, I think there's somebody in my house, I'm like, call 911 right now.
It's funny. I just did I just did a piece or a 5-piece thing on Hidden Killers. It's airing next week about BTK. Carol, you can attest to this. I mean, it does feel, I think you even have a story, don't you?
I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing. Everybody has so many people. I should say everybody. So many people have an I don't know story. In Wichita. And the thing is, this guy was lurking around all over the place. They all have like really solid nuggets of credibility to them beyond just the person that's delivering it. Where like the timing matches up, the neighborhoods mm-hmm. match up. There's stuff that go beyond just you're in the same city at this time.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. That was mine. It was like, could have been. And he would get into someone's house. And he would wait hours sometimes for them to come home.
He had cases where he got screwed up because the wrong person came home or the husband was there and it kills them.
It wasn't the project.
The project.
That's
Factor X.
Factor X. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super creepy stuff. And so, like, you know, if a friend calls you at night and thinks there's somebody in the house, call 911.
Yeah.
They can come. I would not go back in that house by myself for anything if I thought someone was in my house.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. It's creepy stuff. If you want to hear the 5-part on BTK, check out our other podcast, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, wherever you get podcasts or on YouTube or whatever. And there's, if you like true crime, there's a lot of true crime there. But that's what we do over there. All right, that's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check it out. Apple Podcasts or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories, or just search Real Ghost Stories Online, and that's how you can find us. It's so funny, like giving out full URLs. I don't think it's, you know, those days are done. All right, until next time, for Carol and Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.